What is the difference between a healthcare navigator and a healthcare broker?
As a navigator, we are really just sort of there to help people navigate healthcare.gov. Brokers can really help people to give them specific direction and suggestions on what plans might best fit their situation. Versus a navigator, we're there to just kind of help them through the process and couldn't direct them to a plan that might best fit their needs.
Will I get the same information about healthcare plans from a navigator and a broker?
Yes, brokers and navigators, we both are able to help people on the marketplace. A broker might have more options outside of the marketplace. For instance, I believe Aetna is one that's really offering a lot of plans, but they don't offer plans on the marketplace. So a broker would be able to give you more options, whereas a navigator just helps you on those plans that are available at healthcare.gov.
When will the healthcare.gov website start working?
Currently, the federal government has stated that by November 30th, they expect to have the website up and functioning. Once we are confident in the subsidy calculation and the functionality of the marketplace, we will deploy in full force to get individuals enrolled.
Since the website isn't working properly, I keep hearing that I can enroll by phone or mail. Is this true?
The bottom line is no. The website, healthcare.gov, is the one location where individuals can enroll into the federally facilitated marketplace. If the website is not functioning, individuals cannot enroll over the phone.
What's the difference between enrolling for an insurance plan through healthcare.gov and enrolling straight from a provider?
If you qualify for a government subsidy, the only way to enroll into a health insurance policy and have that subsidy apply to your premium is through healthcare.gov. If you do not qualify for a government subsidy, you can go direct to a carrier.
How do I qualify for government subsidy?
You qualify for a subsidy really based on your household income. So for household income, we use the federal poverty guidelines. 100 to 400% of the federal poverty line in this state, if you're somewhere in between that, then most likely you're going to qualify for financial assistance, aka a subsidy, to help you pay for your health coverage.
What is Alaska's federal poverty line?
For an individual, it would be $14,350 all the way up to around $57,000. So 100% of the federal poverty line in Alaska is that $14,350, and then four times that is at that $57,000. So if you're an individual and you are somewhere in between that income level, then most likely you're going to get financial assistance in the marketplace, and you should definitely pursue that.
If I'm Alaska Native and I use the tribal health options that are available to me in my community, do I have to enroll in a new health plan?
No. If you go to a tribal health facility, you can keep going there just like you've been doing. That stays the same. But you do need to sign up for that exemption called the Indian Status Exemption so that you aren't subject to a tax penalty at the end of the year.
Do military have to apply for an exemption like Alaska Natives do?
No, if you get benefits, VA benefits, or any sort of veterans benefits, then you don't need to approve or apply for an exemption. And then in addition, if you're on government programs like Medicaid or you have Medicare, then you don't need to apply for an exemption. You're considered someone who has health insurance.
And finally, I keep hearing about bronze, silver, and gold packages. What are they?
All plans have to offer what are called 10 essential health benefits. So if they're really offering the same coverage, they're going to differ in this metallic rating of bronze, silver, gold. If you have a bronze plan, you're probably paying less per month, but maybe more in your out-of-pocket expenses when you go to the doctor for your copays or deductibles. Compared to someone who has a gold plan, they're probably paying more per month for their premium, but then when they go to the doctor, they might have a smaller copay or deductible as part of that plan.
In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.